Not too bad. I suppose there's very little we can do at this stage, and just hope that we turn up tomorrow and give a good account of ourselves. Just play to our potential, really, is all I'm looking for.
And what kind of injury concerns do you have going into the game?
Well, I suppose there's two at the moment are struggling, so we're just waiting. We're hoping that by tomorrow morning they'd be okay, you know.
You ended up finishing third in the group, two wins, two losses. How is that preparing you, or how is that affecting you maybe going forward into the quarterfinal?
Well, I don't think it has affected us in any way, really. Just four games. We knew that whether we finished second or third, that we're going into a quarterfinal, you know, to say a position is where we were last year, really. You know, I suppose the only thing, looking at the group stages, was probably not getting a full 60 minutes performance, really, was probably what we saw wrong, you know. So we're just hoping tomorrow that we will be able to give a full 60 minutes.
Yeah, but I suppose as well, going into the groups this year, having lost so many players from last year's winning team, it must have been kind of a development period as well, if you could say that.
I think definitely it was. Look, we're down, you know, probably starting team tomorrow is down six from last year's All-Ireland starting 15. And, you know, I think there's probably 12 from that had played championship last year. So, like, it takes, I suppose, a long time for people to bid in. And I probably would look at our inconsistency. I suppose you'd probably blame that with a lot of the youth that's coming in, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose it's a very good experience. Like, I mean, the two losses, especially in the group, may benefit these younger players going forward into the quarterfinal tomorrow, knowing what it takes to win these kind of games.
Yeah, look, I've always said to the girls, I don't have any problem with a loss or losses as long as we learn from it, you know. So, look, we've looked at the Wexford game in detail, and probably a lot of harsh words about it, and you know, we picked out areas that we need to improve in. So, you know, I suppose time will tell whether we've learned from that or not, you know.
Yeah, and you face a Tipperary side who finished second in the group with three wins. What are you expecting from them tomorrow?
Well, any time we've played them, it has always been very, very close, you know. I would expect, you know, the famous kitchen sink to be thrown at us, and they will die for this, you know. So, like, it's an area that we need to match them on. Like, we need to show a lot and a lot of hunger. Our work rate has to be 10 times better than what it has been this year. You know, and we got to be ready for what they're going to throw at us. But, you know, it has always been a difficult assignment for us.
Yeah, and I suppose we can't have a chat about Camogie without the big news from this week, the coin toss. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, I suppose when I read the rules a couple of months back, to get someone else to have a look at it, because I thought I was dreaming, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's farcical. I just love to know who thought up the idea, really, you know. Like, score difference is probably the fairest way to go, and you know, but tossing for a quarter final, I just think it's laughable, really, you know. Like, I think it shows a lot of disrespect, really, to the players that have trained very, very hard since January this year, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that it's undermining the sport itself, and I mean, if this was to occur in the men's game, it wouldn't happen. A coin toss wouldn't even be imagined.
No, and I suppose, look, that's what I said, that I had to go in and get a second opinion on it when I read it, you know. And I actually think that if three teams ended up with the same points, I think one is drawn out of the hat and they toss for the other two. So, you know, I just don't know who thinks up with these ideas, you know. And I suppose the ladies' game is always screeching out for more respect. But I suppose the way I look at it, when the top people don't show respect down along the line, well, then how can they gain respect from other people, you know?
Yeah, and it was a very good show from Clare in Dublin. And there was rumours abound when they actually made their statements on the morning, saying that other counties were going to support them. Was that ever an idea or ever a thought in your own mind, in the Cork's mind?
It wasn't in my mind, for the simple reason that I'm concentrating on next Saturday, really, you know. So, you know, it wasn't spoken about in our side, but I could see why they'd look for that support, you know.
Yeah,
and I think they did the right thing. No, the only thing difficulty I have is that they're playing on Saturday and they're out 2 days later, which I think is unfair as well, you know.
Yeah, it's very true. And there's a lot to be said. Like I said, Twitter, I mean, social media, everything was active with the Camogie and the coin toss. But would it be fair to say that we may not see that converting into actual bums on seats going into the matches this weekend?
Well, I suppose tomorrow will tell that. You know, I'm just hoping that that we will have a good support going to Thurles tomorrow. We will need it, because I know that there will be an awful lot of Tipperary supporters there, you know. So we need everyone to come out and support us, and I suppose that's all that's worrying me at this stage, you know.